Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to rock? Would you please welcome Beavis and Butthead!
Shut up, Beaver. That's not how it goes.
Cool.
So, like, here's one we just wrote.
Once in the games, he's in the nice play.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
Once in the game, dice playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode number 61.
61.
I'm Kobar.
I'm C4. This is our first show on Rant Radio. So, welcome all the new listeners. Plus, the show is always going to be available from the website also. So, if that's how you listen to the show, nothing's going to change. I've been getting a little flack over that, as if it's just going away into spaceland, but that's not the case.
If this is your first time listening, that's hwhq.com.
Good call. I always forget little things like that. You know, important things like that. And basically what we do is talk about games, mostly current games, though. Mostly things that are in the news now.
Yeah.
Every now and again, break it down with a little bit of old school stuff, which is always nice. And it's long overdue, as a matter of fact. We need to look into that or something again.
Yeah, we do.
Because I miss it. That's some good stuff. Good times, good thoughts, good memories. Unlike this entire week of madness. It's been like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
And I'm losing my mind. I hate computers. I swear I do. I swear I hate them. I must hate them. How can I like something that treats me so poorly? In the last week and a half, I've had to replace, let's see, what would we have go out? A DVD burner, 3 hard drives, a motherboard, the controller card got replaced, and now the power supply is getting replaced.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a fun week for me.
And the worst part is you didn't really upgrade any of it.
No! No, not one thing. Everything was like side-graded. Like the same crap. Hell of expensive because I had to pay retail because I needed it now to work.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't be able to even do this. And that would be extremely bad. That would not
be good.
Especially
on the first show.
Exactly. I was busting ass for the whole week trying to get this thing straightened out. And I mean, it's a, talk about a last-minute thing.
Yeah.
This is the end of our day. It's 2 a.m. or some crap now. And we're finally getting around to it rather than like noon or 2 p.m. like we usually do. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So if anybody's been wondering why I haven't been sitting in IRC, that's why.
That'll do it.
I'm about ready to throw this piece of shit out the window. PC load letter. All right. Let's, I could go on and on and on about this for days. Yeah. I'm really, really, really...
I would be too.
Not pleased.
I would be too.
But I need to calm myself.
Woosa!
Woosa! That's right. That's what I need. Did you watch any movies this week?
Negative.
You see, I didn't get to do a damn thing but try to recover data off bad hard drives and troubleshoot hardware. No, I didn't either. But just for the new listeners, this generally at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, we do movie reviews, usually talk about just, you know, things we've recently seen. Not always necessarily.
How much they sucked.
And how much they sucked, yeah. That does happen an awful lot. It definitely does. Because most stuff sucks.
Well, Hollywood sucks.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? I'm afraid to say the video game industry is following in their footsteps.
Hardcore.
It is terrible. You see like a dozen PlayStation games come out like every day, I swear to God. And you just see like the same engine. With whatever movie title slapped onto it this week. You know, and it plays the same. And then you get crap like, well, I don't know if it's crap yet. But what's that game? Demonstone. Forgotten Realms, Demonstone.
We've heard it's crap.
Yeah, we've heard it's crap. I thought it looked fantastic, but I'm told it plays exact like it's this. It's a straight rip of the what was it? The last Lord of the Rings game.
Well, that's not bad. I've heard that's really good.
Yeah, but you know, it'd be nice if they would do something new.
Have you played it though?
No, I don't know. I've been trying to rent it like crazy.
No, have you played the last Lord of the Rings?
No, game? Hell no. It had movie game written all over it. I didn't want to touch that.
Well, then if you haven't played that, then you're not playing the same thing, and it's the universe you actually like.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't think it'll bother me too much, which is why I, at the very least, wanted to go rent it. But apparently, the places around here don't feel that's necessary for that game. I'm not very pleased at all. I'm kind of upset. I might have to complain and write and lobby against them or something. Burn Blockbuster to the ground.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. They need to carry better games. They need to hire us to buy their games for them.
I would like that idea.
That would be a hell of a good
Blockbuster,
job.
If you're listening.
That's right. Here, we have the games. We know what you should carry. And that little minor effort of work, you know, where you have to, like, check the demographics of what sells better, or what rents better in, you know, certain markets, whatever. We can get cute interns to do that for us.
Mmm, secretary.
That's right. Requirements? Look like the DOA girls. Skills? Who cares?
You look like the DOA girls.
Awesome. And this is exactly why we don't have those jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we probably would like to play crap. Like Blood Rain 2. It probably doesn't have very much good gameplay, but has Blood Rain in it just to check it out to see how well animated that she is. But you told me just a little bit ago that went gold yesterday.
Went gold.
Well, it kind of was today, but not.
Leisure Suit Larry also has gone gold.
Oh, that, yeah. Magna Cum Laude. Yeah, that new one. I don't know about that. It can't be that good, I swear to God.
Well, no, it's not going to be.
Yeah, we've been over this before.
But that doesn't matter, because the object of the game is to get laid.
So that makes it okay. That's fair.
Well, that makes it, at the very least, a $30 game.
Yeah, right there, that kind of bumps it up. And they had one of the people, one of the chick characters from that, in a two-page fold-out in October 2004 Playboy.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it kind of goes with the theme of...
Yeah, and you know why they did that video game thing? Is because they're trying to market that new Playboy The Mansion game.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to bring a little bit more awareness of that crap around. Like the Sims in the mansion with the bunnies. I don't know. I don't know how good that's going to be.
Yeah. It depends on how much...
It's not going to be The Sims 2. 2 million copies in the first 10 days. That's a lot of Sims. That's a lot of Sims.
And apparently, Mom... You said that they weren't selling very fast at
Best Buy.
No, they do.
Really?
Well,
oh yeah.
My girlfriend works in merch. She's the one that puts them on the shelves, and she's just quick on the draw.
Yeah, it must be because every time I walk by the aisle, there's a million of them there. It looks like nobody.
Now they have that box out there, and it's like all that's left.
Oh my
huge
goodness!
Huge shipping they got.
Wow, The Sims people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well. I agree, but...
Yeah, no, but there is a market for that.
There's a huge market for it. The reason is it's one of the largest girl games out there.
Yeah, that's true, and it's not like we can't be completely unfair.
They have the largest girl audience of any game.
Yeah, I guess I could buy that. I mean, because look at the rest of our games. We've got crap like Dead or Alive Ultimate coming out. Like, they want to play that crap. You know, like they want to play...
Leisure Suit Larry?
Yeah, you know, there's another one, you know.
Well, it's because most gamers are guys. And
I don't think it's by a huge landslide like I'd think, though.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I don't think it's by that much, though. Because every time I sell a game on eBay, it's always a female that buys it. It's like they're, like, stealth playing games or something. They're not going to the stores. They can't be caught dead buying it. You know, but online, nobody knows.
Well, there you go.
I think that's what's going on here.
But how do you know they're girls, though?
Well,
just names of
well,
sense.
No, because you know when you contact them, like, and you get the PayPal and all that stuff.
Oh, right. It's
like,
gotta have the real
it's
name.
Got a chick's name on it. You know, it's probably some 12-year-old's mom's chick. But you know.
I don't deal with eBay. I don't like it at all. But
it's good to get rid of some crap when you have some crap to get rid of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap. Crap. You know, I don't think Donkey Kong is very good either. That was supposed to come out like 2 days ago or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you had a great example. What did you call it?
It's the Fat Man's Dance Dance Revolution. I mean, you're still technically interacting with the game, but all you're using is your hands. It's got two things instead of four, and it's just, it's got Donkey Kong in it, which, in its rightful place, is a fine thing, but...
Can you see, like, Steve Ballmer? You know who he is? Steve Ballmer, Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Him? Can you totally see him playing that game, sitting on the floor with his legs crossed? Blah, 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 blah. I could totally see that. Because that's what I'm going to think of when I think of Donkey Kong. When I think of DDR, you know what I think of?
Hmm.
Like two hot chicks.
Just Japanese.
Yeah, definitely. Going at it on this machine.
They go nuts for it.
Just
man.
Going crazy. That's what I think.
They have one at my work, and the Japanese chicks, they just...
That's so bizarre.
They just absolutely haul.
How do you get any work done?
Well, usually I'm at a
I'm
table
going on break. I'm going
away.
To the arcade. Oh, yeah.
There's only one table facing that, and it's facing it.
Craps?
No. A back blackjack table.
Oh. Damn.
It's just facing right there, and it's... When the arcade's busy, it's a nice table to be on, assuming they're not, like, six or something.
Yeah.
But,
Bunch of 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
You damn perv. Something cool that finally came out that I was wondering about the other day was 3D Mark. This is, like, one of the most popular benchmarking tools out there. It's just huge. Everybody likes to use it for their fake benchmark. I mean, there's nothing real about it. It's basically, like, there's some kind of word I'm forgetting here. It's like a synthetic benchmark.
Right.
It's not like it's the most accurate thing in the world. However, it does do a decent job. You know, and
it's accurate to a point if it's standard.
Yes.
Or if...
I mean, if everybody's using it. And it has a nice little database for you, too. I mean, you go there, it ranks you against everybody. It's got charts and graphs and all kinds of cool shit. That's why it's not terrible.
Right.
You know, this is why people still use it. It's not completely useless. Anyway, the site for that is futuremark.com. 3D Mark 2005. It's like, it's huge. And I tried to get it from, like, the mirrors. Oh, my God. They have, like, 50 mirror sites. And then each one of those, a lot of those have, like, five more mirrors of their own, even.
Oh.
And you can't download it. You can't get it, right? So you know how I finally ended up getting it? A torrent. Of all things, proof that BitTorrent can be used for legal purposes. See?
Oh, yeah,
I knew someday it would happen.
It has a lot of really good.
I know people. It does, but it doesn't get quite used as much as I think it should be. Quite used as much as I think it should be for stuff like that.
You know who would really benefit? And I think Blizzard is thinking about it, but MMORPGs on patch day.
They did. Blizzard has it. Their downloader is based on BitTorrent. It is.
That is a beautiful idea.
It is, but you think it's going to totally hose the guys who don't know what it is and don't know how it works? Like, there's a lot of people out there that are like, what the hell is BitTorrent?
Well, you in the manual or whatever you explain.
Nobody reads this crap. But they
or have it built
like,
in, built it, into it, their patcher.
It's built into the game. It's like the Blizzard downloader, and it's built into the game. Where
well,
it's like you don't need all that crap. Like
so you don't need to know.
The game, in effect, sends out the torrent to you, so that when like the downloader kind of gets
it
file.
Sends you the track.
Exactly. Right. Without having to do any of the work. Like,
so then,
not if there's any work involved.
Well,
you download a tiny little file.
How would people that don't know get hosed then?
Like DSL people. If you're on DSL, mm-hmm. and they don't, and if the patcher, or the downloader, I guess, at the very least, has to be fairly intelligent. It needs to be able to read your connection, because a dude on DSL is gonna get hosed. Because if his upstream, because you know, the way it works is you share the files. You know, it's that
right,
everybody,
yeah.
That's why it works so
if
well.
If their patcher is set up to just...
Full bore upload, the DSL guys get screwed because
yeah.
then they can't download. So then they are uploading to the rest of the world everything they've got, which is almost nothing because they can't download. And they're going to wonder why, and they're going to complain, and Blizzard's going to have a mess on their hands, you know.
Well, that's why...
Now, I haven't used it. It might have a nice little slider that says, you know, blow off on the
leech. It should be set at, like, maybe 5 megs. Or 5 minutes.
Like 10K or something,
yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
You know, but then, yeah, maybe if you could pick. Maybe, I'm sure they've gotta make it easy, and I know they did. I haven't used it.
I don't know if I'd make you pick. I just keep it, you know, reasonable, but not high.
Well, if you pick, like.
Well, but if it's 10K, the dial-up people can't.
Exactly.
But then they should be set for dial-up.
That's what I'm saying. If you could pick what kind of connection you have,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that would make it a little bit nicer.
But I mean, How fat is that? Patch day, it's crowded as hell, and it actually goes faster because it's crowded.
Exactly. That's going to be neat. That's going to be really cool to see that deployed. Hopefully that works really well, too, because it's an amazing technology.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a good idea. Why didn't anybody think of that before, you know?
It's kind of like peer-to-peer.
It is. I mean, it is. It's the exact same thing. It's just like it like forces people. You know, and the way it just seems like it's just a beautiful thing. You don't have that stupid search thing built in. You have to go out and find a file. I like it a lot. It just seems like it's not a mess like Kazaa and eDonkey and all that.
Kazaa's okay.
Kazaa is not okay. You know, I get paid to remove Kazaa. You know
well,
that?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Kazaa would be okay if it didn't have all this spyware junk and there weren't so many jackhole virus bastards on it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a big one. Like, the networks go after that. They go after those dudes. They're pulling those guys off Kazaa right now. But, man, they could hammer the BitTorrent guys. They could rip those guys up. If they just spent 10 seconds looking into it, and I'm sure they have. I don't doubt they have lists of people they're going to bust for using BitTorrent already. I don't doubt it. It's scary, because there's no security there whatsoever at all. At least, you know, with Kazaa, there's maybe a little bit of obfuscation going on. So maybe, you know, and email and the rest of that crap, you know. But as far as BitTorrent's concerned, hell no. Here's my IP address, here's what I'm getting. Come get me. That's terrible, and I don't think people quite realize that there's like a big risk they take when they're downloading their pirated crap with BitTorrent, you know? I don't know how we got from very legal things to like the seedy underground of BitTorrent, you know? But that's, granted, what I think it gets used for an awful lot. Not that I would know or anything, but you know, that happens. That's the rumor, anyway.
Right.
So, let's go on and move on to the games and stuff that came out this week, because quite a bit of things came out that actually they stand to be really cool. I haven't gotten a chance to play most of these, but some of them I have, and some of them are blowing my mind. Stuff that I haven't even heard of before, or like that I just kind of heard about and didn't look into too much, and then we're sitting here looking into it just going, this is fat. One that's not, however, I think is Def Jam Fight for New York. This supposed what was this? It came out like 2 days ago, I guess. And PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube. Have you played the first one?
I have not personally, but I have heard great things.
I don't. Who's telling you?
I don't remember.
Because I'm wondering if it's the same crowd that has like nothing but Madden in their collection. I don't know. I played their first one and I didn't like it very much. I played it on the PS2 and it was not a good game. This one, they you know, all their new updates, new and improved, you know, and all that good stuff. But, you know, I'm sure the graphics are much improved. They actually look considerably better. And I don't know what version, like what console I saw video of.
Probably
the Xbox. Probably. The one I played before though was the PS2.
Oh, we forgot one thing in the news section. I bought an Xbox yesterday.
Oh, you know, actually, I was going to mention that down there.
Oh.
Where it belongs. Because of the reason that you bought it, I was going to bring that up down there. Because that packs a little more punch with it, you know? Like the whole, holy crap, you bought an Xbox for that reason, you know? So we're just going to hold on to that one for a minute. And go. This is good on the list because it's laid out.
Right.
And it's laid, my brain is barely functioning as it is, so it's like I need all the help I can get. I don't know. They have a new fighting engine, multiple fighting disciplines, use of weapons like chairs and crap. And this is like a wrestling game with rap stars.
Yeah.
I don't understand this at all. And you're trying to like take over the streets or something by playing in this fake ring. And I don't know. I think I'd rather play backyard wrestling than this. At least it's got ICP in it. Here we've got, what do we got? Here's some of the guys. There's 40. Notice I put stars in quotes. This is subjective.
Some of them are.
Right. Busta Rhymes, Carmen Electra. Who the hell is Fat Joe?
He's a rapper. And he's fat.
Okay, his name's Joe.
Yeah.
Flava Flav. Alright. Okay. He's a star. Flava Flav is the man. Alright. Freeway, Ghostface, Ice-T, Joe Budden? I have no idea.
I think he's that, like,
Joe Budden.
I think he's that hick rapper.
There's a hick rapper?
Yeah, it's no good.
It's no good. Kimora Lee Simmons? I don't know what the hell that is. Lil Kim? Lil Kim. Ludacris, Method Man, Redman, Sean Paul, Slick Rick, and Snoop Dogg. And an exhibit. There was a bunch of others, but that was like the list on the site that I just kind of glanced at. Was like, okay. Flavor Flav's, but they need the dude from Digital Underground, though. The guy with the nose. And he can do the Humvee dance where he looks like he's broken. Like, when he walks, that'd be so, like, his legs were all fucked up. That'd be awesome. I think that would make this game a whole lot better. Listening to the Humvee dance song while you're beating somebody. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I don't know, though.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, it's gonna take that to make me play this game. However, I would still like to rent this at least to check it out. They've got it set up where it's like 3 times the length of the original one, so that's like 90 fights.
So you're saying it looks like a $2 game to you?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. It looks like a $2 game. Oh, the new listeners don't know the rating system. We go on a $0 to $50 system for most games because they come out and their price is set at $50. The exceptions being something like, you know, if it comes out and it's $30, you know, look at Gradius 5. That came out and it was $30. The scale goes to $30. You know, we would jokingly, you know, go higher, you know. Right. That's like finding a chick that's like at 11. It's like, you know, it doesn't happen, but, you know, you joke for the sake of
joking,
drilling it home, you know, like the impact factor on that, you know.
So we're saying, is it worth opening day price, basically?
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, I'm going to say this is worth about $2. We'll see. I'm going to rent it one of these days. I'm sure they carry it, because we have nothing but ghetto games here in the hood, so we'll see what we've got, because I can't get anything cool like Ninja Gaiden. I can't get anything like, you know, that I want to play, but I can get all this other weird stuff. Like, there's 4 billion copies of Madden 2005 available to rent, but, like, not a single copy of Ninja Gaiden.
Really?
Yes. I look everywhere. Look all over the net.
I can understand all the the NFL 2005.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots of people play that game. It's probably one of the most popular console games in America.
It probably is. I can't think of anything else that everybody else rallies around, or like a large chunk of people do. There's like a huge group that rallies around stuff like the first-person shooters, but it's not like a sports crowd.
If you
on a console?
I'd say if you handle PC as well, The Sims comes pretty friggin' close.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's not like we're talking the Counter-Strike players here. You know? I don't know, but it does have a lot of people.
But it's definitely up there in the list.
It is. It's I can understand it. Absolutely. And you know, when they got some Sims games, what is it called, the Herbs or some crap, coming out for the consoles?
That might even be out.
It probably is. I really don't follow the Sims world too closely. Although I probably should pay more attention, because apparently I'm missing out. You know, 2 million girls can't be wrong. I gotta mention this game, because this blew my mind. And this has Khobar written all over it. Wait till you hear. Did you read anything on this game, or did you hear? Did you start to skim this?
I don't know if it has me written all over it or not. It does.
This weird stuff. I can't even pronounce the name of the freaking game.
The gameplay doesn't.
I don't know. It might be incredibly fun. Like Pikmin. You're obsessed with trying to play that game. You need to go rent that.
Well, yeah, I've never played it, but it looks like
a blast. How can this not look more fun than Pikmin? I don't know. Okay, check this out. This is for the PS2. It's called, I can't even try it. Katamari
Damacy?
Sure.
Damacy?
Okay, it's out now, but the friggin' thing apparently is sold out everywhere. Everybody who wanted to play this pre-ordered it, nobody has it anymore. You can't buy it anywhere. Apparently you go to EB and they're like, yeah, hopefully we'll get some like in a week or two. I don't know. I guess it didn't make that many expect it to sell very well. This is straight from Japan. I mean, this has it written all over. Listen to this crap. Okay. Graphics, very, very colorful. I mean, it would not be uncommon to see, like, bright red, yellow, blue, and green all on each screen you're looking at. I mean, it looked very colorful to me. Very weird. The people look like half Lego men, and, like, they had... Remember those red rubber erasers you had in school?
Yes.
Like, the big, fat ones, and they were the angles on the different sides, you know? Their heads look like those erasers.
Stuck on the pencils?
You could, yeah. Like someone had a little hole in the middle? Yeah. But the long ones, though, right? Some of the people's heads look like that. Some look like Lego men. I mean, the people in the world is just bizarre. And anyway, the whole story of this game is, like God, you know, like Mr. Universe, like what do they call him? The King of the Cosmos. He got wasted. He went out and he got drunk. Well,
takes a lot of beer.
It takes a lot of beer. I was like, planets worth. He got wasted. I don't know. What the hell? Anyway, the stars are destroyed. There's stars all over the planet now, right? Like, they fell out of the sky. Mm-hmm. There's crap everywhere. The world's all freaky looking, though. Anyway, you're the prince of the cosmos. And he assigns you to go get the stars back into the sky. But it's like, it's crap on Earth. It's like shit on Earth.
Nothing finer than cleaning up your dad's mess after a night of drinking.
Yeah, no kidding. this is your job to clean all that shit up. Now, you're this tiny little green prince. You're like a centimeter tall, okay? And your job is to roll this crap into clumps. The game, the literal translation, I guess, is clump soul. So, like, from whatever we said, Katamari Damacy or whatever, mm-hmm. is clump soul in English. I don't know if it makes a whole lot of sense, but whatever. And you gotta, like, I guess you throw it into space or whatever. I'm not quite sure how it gets back there, but it becomes the stars. So you basically take, like, Earthling crap, haul it out into space, and then it's a star now.
It sounds like it's really freaky Japanese super monkey ball.
It does, doesn't it? Very out there, very weird. Apparently it's hella easy and hella fun, though. So, I mean, there's something to be said for a game that you can just sit down and just enjoy yourself with, you know?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, without, like, getting your ass kicked all the time. You know, I mean, that's fine. You gotta have some challenge, but it's nice once in a while just to do some weird stuff and not have to worry about getting smoked. This is why, you know, you take your 50th level, you know, thief into the noob zone and you just start ripping, you know, yeah, and just start ripping stuff up with your, like, you know, your alt, your bow or whatever, just to see how much damage you can do, because it's fun to screw around once in a while. So, you know, depending on the challenge factor of this, I don't know if this has long-lasting value or not, but, and the controls you use are the analog sticks. It's like tank controls, right? Right. Both forward is walk forward. Backwards, you know, with both sticks. You know how, like, you would control a tank, right? You can use those other buttons, too, but you can control the entire game with just those two sticks, I guess. Huh. And, like, okay, an example of the first world. At the first level, you're, like, in a house. And then you start out with, like, this tiny little, like a piece of fuzz or some shit. And then, like, you roll it, and you get, like, a bigger piece of carpet fuzz or whatever. Then you pick up, like, a battery. You know, or like a pen laying on the ground. Like, you basically create this ball of crap in somebody's house. And eventually, like, the whole goal is you have a time limit to make a ball of a certain size.
Mm.
And once you do that, you beat that, like, level. And then you basically have this ball of shit, and it does a cool job, though. Like when you look at this ball of stuff, you can see shit in it. Like,
yeah.
You see, like, tables and chairs and people and, like, lawnmowers. Dude, you can it gets so big you're rolling up, like, islands and towns and crap.
Huh.
Like you just have, like, this monster ball, and then you, like, I don't know how it gets to space. Like I said, I wasn't sure if it was thrown into space, or if you have some kind of cosmic power, or whatever the hell happens, but it gets out into space. You kick it, yeah. And then it gets out into, you load it in your giant spitwad shooter.
You're a centimeter tall, you're Earth-sized ball.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me, though.
No.
After looking at this game, I'm gonna have to post screenshots on the forum or something like that, just so that everybody can get a good look at the graphics of this and just be like, what the hell were they thinking? But it actually sounds like it's kind of fun. I don't know, that's basically what I got out of it. And the enemies in it are like, you know, everybody that's on Earth. Like, cats, dogs, rabbits, you know, little rodents, maybe, you know, rats, mice, whatever. Like, you got all kind of, an assortment of crap.
Cockroaches
would suck. Spiders and stuff, I'd freak out. And basically, they'll see you, they'll, like, knock you over or whatever, your ball gets a little loose from you or something, and some shit flies off your ball. So, like, you know, you need to get more stuff now in your time limit, so, I mean, there's your challenge for you, you know, crap is getting knocked around. I don't know, it sounds weird.
Yeah.
Very weird, but I mean, how bad could it be? And, like,
well, it could be very bad.
But I don't know, it's interesting. There's, like, bonus levels where you have to, like, make constellations rather than just get the stars up in the sky.
Mm.
So there's, like, little things to do, too. Getting a bigger ball of crap, a clump of stuff in the time, you get a higher score.
Right. I'm going to go above and beyond the...
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a little replay there trying to get, like, super high scores and stuff, you know, just seeing what you can clump up. And it's cool. It just looks like it did a good job. There's even a two-player mode where you're, like, in this, like, arena, and you just run around for a couple minutes, you know, you and the other player. And you can actually, if you get a big enough ball, you can roll over the other dude and suck him up into your ball. Yeah.
It's steel stuff or just full-on...
I don't know how that works.
It would seem to me that it would be much better gameplay if you, like, stole some of his ball.
You probably do, or you, at the very least, you suck him into your ball, and he doesn't get time to collect some crap while you're rolling him around, because he has to wiggle his sticks to get out of your ball.
Ah,
so
that works too.
Yeah, I don't know if his ball just chills there or what. I'd totally roll somebody over and then run to the other side while he wiggles free and need to walk all the way across. That'd be awesome. I don't know. Anyway, it sounds interesting. If you can find it, this might be something worth picking up.
Certainly not something you're going to be able to rent.
I would be floored if you could rent this game. I'd be blown away. I don't know. I can't wait to see how well it goes over in this market, though. Over here.
They've been shocked with a lot of different Japanese games. How well they've done.
Yeah. And I don't blame them. They need to bring over the ones we know are going to do good, but like they won't just because they're like, oh, this will do too well. Like some of the fat RPGs. You know? Ah. Whatever. Interesting news on the Xbox this week.
I don't even know what this is.
Apparently, on Microsoft's website, if you go to the job listings, they listed, like if you were looking for a job and you went to the Xbox 2 section, which is, they got codenamed, what did I write down there? Xenon or whatever? Yeah. They mentioned what you would be working on the Xbox 2. Now, this is not a good idea for multiple reasons. Now their competitors know what they're up to. Right, or at least have a small clue into what they're doing. Listen to this sentence. Okay, this was like the most interesting thing here on the thing. It says like, basically it's like, I want to work on working on a spectator mode for many Xbox 2 games, comma, Xbox TV, with tickers at the bottom of the screen featuring recent high scores and game highlights, a tournament system, and tradable trophies. Now, I'm not entirely sure how to take that. Like, I'm pretty sure this isn't like you turn on your Xbox, sign on to Xbox Live, and like you're watching like the screensavers, but it's like Bill and Steve going at a game of, you know, Dead or Alive, you know. This sounds more like you're watching in on a game.
Well, with the ticker thing, that's more like when you're watching CNN.
Yeah, and you got crap on the bottom. But like, they call it Xbox TV. They wouldn't call just the ticker that. They'd call it something else. Right? This strikes me, Xbox TV. Right, and a spectator mode for many of the games, Xbox TV, with tickers at the bottom of the screen. Sounds to me like you could, like, tune in to, like, random games of, like, Unreal Tournament, say. We'll just use that as the example. And, like, you're watching the arena from, like, multiple different camera angles of a bunch of dudes just hammering it out, where you have the scores from either maybe just that game or other games cruising across the... You know what they need? Online Xbox Live gambling. That's what they're gonna need for this right there. Holy crap, that's a good idea. I'm gonna patent that real quick. We'll resume the show in a minute. How awesome would that be?
Especially if you own the tables.
Yeah. How cool would that be though? I'm gonna bet all my money on Deathlord 666 Frags Loser Boy 27 10 more times this round. I don't know, it's just kind of neat though. Like, I could totally see myself utilizing that. There's a lot of times where I'm just sitting here and I'm like doing something random, not necessarily using my TV, maybe even just playing a game of Frag Ops or Dawn of War, and I'm just sitting here and I'm not using my TV and I'm not using all of my bandwidth. And I can totally dig, just like flip it on the TV and watch some whatever game, who cares? You might see some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, depending on the game, you could learn some things too from people who are...
Yeah. Totally. I mean, depending on what this actually is, though. But I mean, right. this is some insight.
From what's written here, I didn't see this myself, but from what's written here, it seems more like it's just a ticker, though.
Why would they have just like a screen full of stats, though, that you stare at? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you'd be playing a game, and then the ticker goes along the bottom.
That very well could be, too, which would be pretty interesting, like if you're in some kind of a tournament thing going on.
Right.
That'd be so pretty cool.
Let's say you're playing football.
It just seems like a strange name.
Yeah, it does. But
they call it like Uberstat Box something, you know, like they'd have some different name for it. Like, why would TV get attached to that? You know what they need though? They totally need like their own station. How fat would that be? Fire up your Xbox, and you're like watching the news. So and so game went gold today. Like they'd have like the whole setup. How awesome would that be?
That's G4 TV.
Yeah, but it'd be on your Xbox though. I don't have TV. I have an Xbox. I would totally like get into that, you know, and like they'd have commercials for like Windows products, Office releases, and a bunch of shit that you don't want to see. And I'm sure the occasional game though. Maybe that. Oh, dude, that's such a good idea. I wonder if you could really deliver that though. I mean, the quality might suck though, because a lot of people have like. Well, I mean, everybody's got broadband on there though. I just wonder what the quality would look like, and you'd have to suck up a lot of bandwidth to watch them. Well. But if you could set, like, a quality meter on the server so it didn't send you such a huge file or such a highly encoded video, you know, that would still be kind of neat.
I don't know what you'd put on there, though.
Who cares? Who cares? It'd just be cool.
It's like 3 hours of a dog with an X shaved into its back.
Yeah, okay, maybe that wouldn't be cool. But there would be some neat things they could do with that. I mean, depending on what this technology and what they're working on, they could really, really lay down some punishment for Sony and Nintendo. They really could.
I got faith. Nintendo's gonna hold its own this time around.
You think so?
I think so.
I think I've lost my faith in Nintendo, and I really, it's hard to admit that, because I worship Nintendo. They stand for so many things good and right, but in my mind, Sega stood for more, and they fell.
They are good at learning from their mistakes, and I can't think of any more mistakes for them to make.
Oh! Damn.
You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, it's just...
You know, they could, though. They could stick with their current plan for the next gen.
No, they know it's not working.
But they could.
But they know it's not working. They've already tried to reverse...
Oh, I see. Your point is they won't do that because they have learned. So...
Right. They've already tried to reverse tracks a little bit with the GameCube.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden, in the past so long, so like year or so, all these much older games have started coming out.
I hope so. I really do. I hope Nintendo comes back and just stomps everybody's ass. However, I am a big fan of the Xbox. I didn't think I would be. I really didn't. I didn't think I would be at all. But, because I don't like any of these. All of these current-gen consoles, I don't even remember when I got one, when I first got the Xbox, but, like, I didn't like any of them, and I would not buy one. I had my beloved Dreamcast still at the time, and, I had, like, 30, 40 games for the damn thing. I loved it. But then all this crap came out, and everybody was playing these games, and it was just like, I'm going to have to, sink or swim, and I was playing a lot of PC games, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, well, the Xbox has got a few good games, and it was probably a bad choice as the first one to get at the time, because it was like, 2 years ago? And there wasn't that many good games. Now they're starting to come out with a lot more cool games, and I feel that they're far superior to PlayStation's offerings.
Everything's more far superior to PlayStation.
I don't think just like graphic wise. I mean like gameplay, the games themselves. I mean like everything about it.
PlayStation should be in a much worse place than Nintendo is.
They should be, but they've got the PlayStation generation behind them though. They don't know any better.
They have that, and they also have what they did the first time, which works flawlessly, which is so dumb. It's just catapult, barge, pile of dung at us. And hope something sticks.
And
it's terrible.
You're entirely right, though.
And it's a blitzkrieg of terrible games.
It is. You walk into the game store and you're assaulted with PlayStation games. It's terrible. And sure enough, what else was going to catch your eye? And I'm guilty of the same thing. It's usually ones with the good-looking girls in them. Because I tend to go at... I mean, it's just like, if a game doesn't have any interest... I still will find something that I find that is at least pleasing to the eye. like, Dead or Alive is my perfect example. I think it is a terrible fighting game. It's terrible. Like, I don't like the controls, the style, nothing about that game.
Mm-hmm.
But god damn is it cool to watch. and that somehow makes it redeemable.
I can't play it because I can never focus
on
that.
Exactly. On what's actually, I get my ass kicked. I don't care. It doesn't matter, and that's why it's no good.
It's the finest placement of that kind of physics ever.
And CG use ever. Most definitely. They need to just go on like full-blown movies with it. They just need to say, scratch the game idea. We suck at making games. We need to just do movies. And then they'll work their way into porn.
I'd die anyway.
yeah, that would be a really freaky, weird... Wow, my God. I don't even want to think about that. That's, like, too cool.
Interesting to see if hentai ever goes into the CG world, or anime in general, a little more.
I'm sure there's something out there that we don't want to find out. Because I bet it is, and we just don't want to know. That's like when you first learn about, like, furries, and that whole, like...
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's as far as I'm going to go with it. But, like, I remember the day...
If anybody doesn't know, keep your ignorance as bliss.
You're better off not knowing. Because the day I found out, it was like an accident. It was an accident. I came across some, I don't know what I was looking for, something random on the internet, and I came across some site that I couldn't make heads or tails of. I couldn't understand what I was reading. And so it was intriguing. I was like, what the hell is going on with this? Are these, what am I actually reading? And I'm thinking it's gotta be some weird story or something crazy is happening here that I don't understand. Well, I made the mistake of, like, checking out this dude's links section.
Oh, no.
And it opened me to a world that I did not want to know existed. So if you don't know, just, that's all right.
Yeah.
You're better off not knowing. But, I wanted to talk about this PlayStation 2 game. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This Xbox game. Kingdom Under Fire. I don't know if it's out for anything else. I think it's just out for the Xbox.
It appears to be an Xbox-only title.
And I am so tempted to buy this game without having played it or anything ever like it and not liking stuff like it. Does that make any sense at all?
Well, you contradicted yourself, but that's okay.
Like, okay. It plays like a little bit like Dynasty Warriors, which right. I can't stand. But I'm not quite sure how much of that is because I just don't like the whole, like, the setting of it and the characters and all that, you know, that turns me off of the gameplay. Because there's nothing wrong with some fun button mashing every now and again. But this is like button mashing with a little bit of strategy thrown in. So take something like, it strikes me as like if you were playing like Diablo and zoomed in a little bit more, and your character was like
a bunch of peons behind you.
Yeah, with like, yeah, with armies though. Like, you know, but you only cared about you, you know. Like, oh man, it's... Can you describe it, please? Because I obviously have failed terribly.
No, it's... Everybody knows what Dynasty Warriors is.
Not everybody.
If you don't, you need to, like, take your head out of the sand or something.
Just at least, at the very least, check it out, I guess. You just run around and just swinging a big sword.
For the most part, one big hack and slash fest. There's objectives that you have to accomplish and stuff like that. But
you have, like, armies, though. There's strategy to it, too. You're not just in there hack and slash in the army. You are. You're doing that, too. But you can, like, you get a little strategy in there, though. Like,
right.
Telling other armies where to go. So it's like, that's kind of cool. Because that takes it away from just a boring slash, you know, button fest. There's nothing wrong with that. I grew up on a lot of those, you know, and they were a blast. And I still, you know, we got R-Type, Gradius, Contra. Hella fun games, you know. And I'll tell you what caught my eye on this one is the fluid movements of the characters. I'm big.
The animations are quite impressive.
On that kind of stuff. Yeah, it looked great. And that's what caught my eye. This is why I wanted to play Demon's Stone so much. Because the thief chick looks so cool. I mean, just like flipping around and doing all these crazy things. That's what I want. This is why, remember Side Girls? You probably didn't play it, but I remember doing a review on it because I played the demo and the game is terrible. The game is horrible.
Oh!
Right? But the...
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the controls of your characters is so much fun that I played for hours. Just to roll around and kill the same stupid guys that had no AI and there was no point and it was just stupid puzzles and all this stuff. It was just so much fun to control that I played for hours. You know, and this looks like it very well could fall into that category, too. But hopefully it's not total crap gameplay like I thought Side Girls was. But, man... This game looked really good.
I forgot all about that game.
There was a lot. I saw it for rent, and I almost rented it, but then it's like...
Oh, yeah!
I don't... It sucked. You know, but, like... Yeah. This game looks pretty interesting, though. We watched, like, quite a few videos on it. There's a lot of different characters you can play, too. I just thought, like, the hot chick with the two fast-ass daggers that left, like, the trail of ass kick behind her looked so much fun to play. There was very little clothing, though. Well, did you notice that? Like, the chicks were way too underclothed for being in the middle of a war. Which, you know, is alright with me.
Yeah.
But just to let everybody know that, you know, it's a little weird. Like, you see the dudes in full
plate armor. All the guys, they're full plate armor and they all have, like, pot bellies. It was weird. There was, like, three pictures we went through that of guys that didn't have, like, big old pot bellies, like they've been drinking too much beer. And their plate mail, like, molded
actually,
for that.
Yeah, it was, like, shaped to them. It was really strange. It was really, because, like, and these, the female models were actually really well done, too. It wasn't, like, poor. It wasn't dead or alive. But it was really good. I mean, the models were great.
I'd be interested to see this in real
action. Yeah, me too, because the videos were a little blurry, too.
Yeah, and I don't see how the Xbox can make those graphics.
I don't either.
I mean, it's old.
I know. It modified GeForce 3. That's not very good. I popped my GeForce 3 in the other day, you know, trying to troubleshoot everything I had. And it sucks ass.
Yeah.
I don't see how we use that technology, you know, at all, as a matter of fact. You know, there's got to be a way to overclock my Xbox or something.
And what's the processor? It's like 8-something?
Yeah, 733 Celeron?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? And yet, it's somehow, I don't know, Fable looks pretty damn good, though. When you really look at it, there's some games that look pretty hot.
I think the modelers suck ass in that game. Like, the graphics are good.
But the character models are terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, not terrible, but they're just not very good.
There's some problems.
Yeah, there is. But
especially the kid.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah, that was messed. Yeah, I had issues with that one. I didn't like that at all. But this Kingdom of the Fire game, I'm going to keep my eye on this, and I am going to do my damnedest to rent this, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen if I can't rent this. Because I thought it looked like that much fun. And if I haven't heard anything horrible about it, like I have Demonstone, that basically put me to hold out on Demonstone.
You know, if...
And the fact that I refuse to buy the PS2 version. I'll get the Xbox one when it comes out.
If console games are going to become the standard, like I think they're going to be, like PC games are really falling away, the developers need to come up with an idea to get demos out better.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. How cool would it be, though, if Microsoft pulled their head out and said, oh, hey, you got Xbox Live? Download this demo.
Yeah.
Why not? What's stopping you? You've got a hard drive on the damn thing. Use it. You know? I mean,
But then you open up the hardware option to play software directly from the hardware drive.
Without
a disc.
Yeah. Which is scary for them.
Yeah.
They need something where maybe you can sign up for it. I don't know. Like, we could go off on that for hours, I think.
They need to do something, though. Something needs to be done.
Because I love getting a hold of a demo disc. I love it. It's just like the coolest thing in the world. Do you ever check eBay for demo discs? They sell for more than you paid for the subscription. Clearly. I mean, like, and depending on what's on that disc, you're going to make a pretty good profit sometimes. It's crazy. And because they're so cool, you can't copy it. Well, you can, but, like, your average person can't. So you end up buying the thing, and it's only a couple bucks here and there because you think, oh, it's just a demo disc, whatever. But some of those are hard to find. Some have incredible games on them. Some have downloadable stuff that is on disc, which I like. I am looking forward. I am praying to God they put Hurricane Pack 1 and 2 on a demo disc for Ninja Gaiden. Because if I can't... I have this crazy fear that one day Xbox Live is going to go away. I'm going to be stuck with Ninja Gaiden and not able to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a data pack rat, okay?
I know.
And if I don't have everything like backed up and stored on like... You know, like a physical safety media, you know, something that's not always moving and going to freak out and blow up and explode and sparks and flames and shit any minute now. I freak out. I can't handle it. I like, lose it. I need, like, 4,000 memory cards for my Xbox so I can save all my crap to the memory cards. I trust those more than a hard drive, you know?
That's only because you've been having so many troubles.
I've always been this paranoid about
it. Well, yeah, but you're probably a lot more
even more now.
Now
I'm thinking about it, but yeah, this has always been a thought of mine. It's like, you got Nintendos today that still work just fine. Yet, do you think in 10 years, 15 years, we're going to have Xboxes that still work just fine?
We don't have Xboxes right now that work just fine. I have a brand new Xbox that can't read its own discs.
That is a very, very excellent point. So let's go on to that story. Yeah, how did you wind up owning an Xbox after you weren't going to own one?
Yeah, Fable.
Fable.
I managed to get away from Halo, from Ninja Gaiden, from... There was something else in between there that was really fat and almost made me do it.
And all kinds, I think. Panzer.
Panzer Dragoon Orta. There's more, and I managed to get by them all. And even as they piled up, no, Microsoft evil devil... And finally, I saw C4 play in Fable, and I just couldn't resist anymore. And so now, I bent over to the great Microsoft, and I have all three systems.
You too will be assimilated. I'm telling you.
But I've had the thing for 2 days. I got a perfectly clean disc.
You've put Fable in once, right?
Twice now.
Okay, twice. You've actually physically put it in there 2 whole times.
Yeah. And I turn on the Xbox, and proceeds to tell me that the disc in Xbox is unreadable. It's not an Xbox disc. Brand new equipment here, and it's already screwing up.
I mean, what the hell?
It's in cheap-ass DVD players or something. When I first got mine, it worked just fine for, like, a month. And then I was playing, of all games, Tie the Tasmanian Tiger. I don't know why I ended up getting that game. And I even beat that damn game. I played it so long, and it wasn't very good. But I still played it all the way through. In any case, and it would do that in the middle of a game, though. So it really sucks when you're halfway through a level, then all of a sudden, you're just kicked out. The game locks up for a minute, and then kicks you out. Unreadable. This disc is fucked. And you're like, dude, I just bought this. You know, the day that Wolf and I came back with Soul Calibur 2, pre-ordered it, all happy, ready to play this, comes out, tear off down to EB, come home, pull the disc out, it's flawless. This is perfect, right? I stick it in, won't read it. You know, takes like 3 or 4 tries, finally decides it'll read the disc. It finally happened to me on the table. It does it randomly. It just all the time it does it. And it finally happened on the table, in the middle of a quest even. I got a green screen. And it wasn't the green screen that's in the menu. It wasn't the one that like has all the neat background and all that. This was like a crash green screen. This was like a
the blue
bright
screen on Windows.
You didn't look quite like that, but it was the same thing. You know, it was like this bright green like border around a black with bright green, lime green text that was just like, your disc sucks. And I'm like, no. My disc doesn't suck. You suck. And it's weird because I'm kind of hoping the Xbox, like, dies one day so I can attempt to mod it and then fuck it all up. Say I learned something from the experience.
Well, and I would return it except for I have never heard of an Xbox owner not having this problem.
Exactly.
And so returning it is not going to do me a damn bit of good because I'm going to get one that does the exact
exactly
same thing.
You're totally correct. And we know yours is different than mine. Mine's 2 years old, and like, from the outside, you wouldn't notice it. But when your tray opens, you've got a different tray than mine has, even.
No,
so
we should have tested it, but mine in the sun is actually, like, a dark green.
Oh, yeah, I didn't look. That's really strange. I always thought it was black. I don't really care. Mine sits inside all day anyway, and underneath my little table thing. Hopefully, with this next generation, they won't give us crappy hardware to begin with.
Well, I understand a little bit that they had to cut corners, because apparently, even from the get-go, they were losing money on every Xbox sold.
Yeah, that's very true.
I don't quite understand the business model of doing such a thing, but
just getting it into the homes, I think. Microsoft has money to burn.
Well, yeah, but why burn money on a venture?
It might turn out to be huge, though. I mean, if they can get an Xbox in a lot of homes and get that market, you know, get a little stake in the video game market, and they probably knew that it was going to be rough the first time around, but I think they're counting on the second time being good. That's what I think. But how good could it be if they put in crappy, you know, DVD drives, and they're getting, like, returns and all these warranty work and, you know, whatnot they have to do, you know, to keep these Xboxes alive that shouldn't be. Even Sony's guilty of it. They had some pretty crappy DVD-ROMs first couple ones, and they probably still haven't improved very much.
Mine, I haven't had a single problem with it. But especially early on, I know people who have owned like 4 of them.
Yeah. Jesus.
And I'm convinced, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm convinced it's because they keep it like that.
Vertical?
Yeah. So that helps run radio, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he's suspended from the ceiling, upside down, floating in a pool of jello. Yeah, now I keep mine vertical only for space concerns, because it won't fit with next to the GameCube in that little shelf there, and I don't have another shelf. So the Xbox needs, like, a whole shelf and a forklift and whatnot, so, you know.
But everyone I've talked to that has has had that problem kept their PlayStation like that. Could be a coincidence. I don't know a whole lot of people had that problem personally, but the people that did kept their PlayStations vertical.
I should look into that, because at work I see them all the time. I see people returning in, just stopped reading discs, whatever the problem may be. I should just find out. Just start asking them.
Survey.
You know, yeah.
You know, do you keep it vertical?
You know, yeah. I end up talking to them anyway most of the time, because I have to. I have to spend a minute or two with them, so I may as well just shoot that as one of the questions, you know, just to see, because I sure as hell don't want mine to go out again. I don't need any issues again. So, and mine was even a weird one. It was all right. I mean, it was reading most of the disc, but it was having hell of problems with a dual-layer disc, though. It was really freaking me out. But apparently, it wasn't just like one generation of them. A lot of them had issues with that. So, I don't know. It could have been certain games being really strange, too, but whatever. Just give us some quality hardware. Which is why I think the Xbox modders, those dudes, they got it all hooked up. They don't care what, they can put in their own fat hard drives, they can put in a quality DVD-ROM, you know, they can hook themselves up with good hardware, you know? So that's pretty cool. That's why I think it'd be neat. Plus you could do all kinds of crazy shit with it, though. But I lack the leets, gizzies, to be able to pull that off, so. At this point, anyway, one day I'd like to think it could happen. Yeah, but you got Fable.
I did.
You got the Xbox 4 Fable. And we talked about this last week quite a bit. I did, anyway, because I've been playing it, and I can't get over how fat it is. I'm really, really shocked at how cool this game is.
It's, like you said, it's a lot cooler than it should be.
It shouldn't be that much fun. I even sat and watched you play today for like 8 hours or yeah. something. Just, no, not no, it was about probably 4 hours.
At least.
Or at least, yeah. It's been a while. I mean, like all day it seemed like. Mm-hmm. But that clock can't be right. There's no way. What time did you get here? One, we probably started playing at like 3, and it was like midnight when you stopped.
And it took a big break, though, in the middle.
Did we? No, I'm kidding. But still, I mean, that I was able to sit and watch somebody play a game, that's hard for me to do.
Yeah.
I just want to beat my head into the wall watching people play games. But because your guy is so different than mine, it was like a totally different experience. Mm-hmm. People loved you. People didn't care for me so much. But, you know, hey, whatever. And the ways that you would be able to do the quest differently and stuff, it's like a big character creator. It's a blast. And both of us are already talking about going through it again. Neither one of us have beat it. We're both, like, almost the same exact point now. Probably just a handful of hours away from the end, based on, like, the progression of the story so far and whatnot. And yet all
the stories we've heard about how quickly you can be beaten.
Yeah. And yet all I can think about is, oh, next time I'm taking this guy. I'm gonna make one of these, you know? It's just like, damn, that says something about a game, you know? When it makes me wanna play it again already after you haven't even, when you haven't even beaten it yet.
Yeah.
Most games I beat and I'm like, okay, that was cool. That was awesome. It was fun. I loved it. But I don't play it again.
Right.
You know, very few I actually care to go through multiple times just cause they're that much fun, so. Fable surprised me. I thought it was gonna suck ass and be terrible, but it turned out to be something I really like. Unlike Star Wars Battlefront, I tried to play this crap, oh my god. And this, of course, is one of the video rental plays here, Blockbuster, carries en masse, you know.
It's Star Wars.
It's exactly, it's Star Wars. It has to be good, right? No, not necessarily. I didn't like it, and I'm sure there's a crowd of people that love it, though, and it's probably the group that doesn't play online first-person shooters on a PC, but they play on a console. And so this is as good as it gets to them, you know. So, I suppose that's where this shines, but I couldn't stand it. It's
not a genre that can be on a console without keyboard, mouse, support.
That would make it much better, but like Halo did a pretty decent job. I find it hard to say that because I hate first-person shooters on consoles, and I was able to play Halo without too much complaining about the controls.
And there's jewels in the rough. I mean,
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye, I personally liked the original Turok quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And there's some that are good, but most of them are complete crap. This one, in my opinion, is complete crap. And it actually had nothing to do with Star Wars, which is because I'm not a huge Star Wars fan.
Right.
By any means, you know, I can barely stand it, as a matter of fact. But I didn't let that kind of play into it because the controls were so bad in this that it was completely unplayable to me. You just don't, even like the menu I wasn't impressed with. Mm-hmm. I thought there'd be some kind of cool Star Wars-y type stuff, not Matrix looking stuff.
It was very Tron. Sluggish.
Yeah.
Trying to play it.
Yeah. And the controls were horrid.
Well, that's the controls were just very sluggish.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all, but I didn't play it long enough to like sit here and give a review of it, but I just want to say that rent this one because the controls were pretty bad and they were not ultra configurable like they need to be in a game like that. Mm. You know, cause you need it to be an extension of you. Mm. You know, you don't need to fight with the controls for the whole damn game. Like playing like a game like Metal Gear Solid, I fight with the controls the whole game, but it was fun, so I made it work. Mm. You know, like Resident Evil, I don't like the controls at all. Like Konami has their head up their ass when it comes to their controls or something. But
not to mention the whole camera.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
You gotta wonder, cause, I mean, people have to place the cameras where they're gonna be. And you have to stop and wonder what they were thinking when they put this camera behind a box.
Yeah. This will add some effect here when they can't see the whole screen. It'll add a little bit of terror. No, it'll make us pissed. Yeah. That's, they got a lot of work to do there, but I didn't want to bitch about Star Wars too much, only because I didn't like it. I didn't play it a whole lot, so...
Actually, both of us put a hole of about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was like, that, this game blows.
But it was uncontrollable.
I
couldn't.
I couldn't do it either.
I couldn't aim.
I know. I had trouble walking. I fell off the platform.
Yeah.
I mean, for Christ's sake. It basically, it's a straight rip of Battlefield 1942 with Star Wars over it. You know, if somebody made a mod for it for the PC, I bet it would be dope. Not this crap.
I think there is one. I think they probably actually got the idea from that.
Probably. Hey, this could sell millions. I wouldn't doubt it. But I want to talk about something I've been enjoying the crap out of when I can play. And I'll tell you what, the last 2 weeks, that's been like a handful of hours. I get Windows installed on a disk here, and it's stable for like 4 hours. And then something explodes in my PC. This whole week has been just, I don't know what the hell is going on here, but something is not right. In any case, Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War. Real-time strategy game based in the Warhammer 40K universe. We talked about it before because I was playing the beta a little bit, but then the demo came out, which I like didn't play at all. And then now the game is out, and it is fun shit. My big complaint with the game, I suppose, would have to be that there's next to no single-player real good experience. Like, you have your skirmishes, you can set up a skirmish. You know what I mean? You can say, I want me versus 8 computer guys in one of, like, the... There's not that many maps right off the bat. There's, like, maybe 20, 25. Really? There's not that many maps. And I've actually played on most of them now. Probably all but, like, 3, I think. And, you know, or I want me and one guy or me and two guys. And there's a couple... There's quite a few different game modes and victory conditions, you know, like capture and hold, and there's, like, a spot that you gotta get, or, like multiple spots that you have to hold the higher percentage of, and then a timer countdown. If you hold them for 5 minutes, you win, or whatever, 10 minutes.
So, basically, the single player is multiplayer experience with AI.
There is... That's the majority of it. There is a campaign. And it's, like... It's not like any campaign that you have seen before, where you get to play all three of the races, you know, or the factions, whatever they are. It's not like that. You don't get to play all of them. You get to play one, the Space Marine guys, like the good guys, basically. And it's only like 11 missions or something, and that's all there is. It doesn't unlock, like, an Eldar one, or it doesn't unlock a Chaos one. It doesn't unlock an Orc one. You just have this tiny little, like, a few map campaign, and that's it. However, you hop online, and it's pretty dope, because now you've got a ton of dudes to play against. And it's a good time. You know, it's just a fun game.
So, well, as long as you like multiplayer, it's a good thing.
Well, because the AI is no good. Not one of these RTSs has, like, superb AI. You know, not...
It is when you suck.
Well, when you're even...
When you have no macro whatsoever.
Micro. I don't know. It's just, but they cheat. When you know what's going on, it's almost like they're cheating. Because they're not, it's not that they're that good, it's like they're building faster and they started with more resources or whatever the case may be.
Right.
They're cheating, they're not smarter. You know, that's...
It's a handicap to their...
To their advantage, you know. Yeah, it's not that great. But you hop online, everybody's in the same field, you've got, you know, team versus team versus team, free-for-alls, whatever. I mean, there's just a whole slew of things that you can do for game modes, which is cool, because primarily RTS games are played against other people. Almost nobody buys an RTS for the damn campaign. I don't know one person ever that's like, oh yeah, I've, you know, played StarCraft campaign all the way through and the expansion all the way through, but never played against anybody online. No. You play it with other people because it's a blast. Other people, they're unpredictable sometimes, you know, they're just a blast to play against. You're like, what the hell is this guy thinking, you know? And you try to get in his head, and you try to outsmart him, and it's just, you know, it's a hell of a fun game. And this one, you know, you have, like, your Space Marine guys, which you're set in the future, so you got some pretty crazy shit, you know? And what I like, you build a squad of guys, right? You have, like, a leader guy, like, a main guy who has, like, your powers and whatnot, you know?
Right.
He's kind of like your hero, I guess.
Which,
like,
will be the standard for quite a while to come.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Blizzard. And then you've got like, you can get like a commander type guy later on, like another guy who's pretty badass and not as uber as your main, like, hero dude.
Right.
And then you have, like, when you buy, like, a guy, you don't buy, like, a guy usually. It's like a squad. It's like four guys or something, or two guys or whatever. And then you can click on the squad, and within the squad, at least for the Chaos and the, well, all of them, you can actually multiply their ranks in the squad themselves. you just click, like, add unit, and it costs you resources and whatever, but it takes a little time for them to generate more guys, and it's like they like, recruit and get more guys there. So it's kind of cool, because, like, you can start with two guys, but by the time you walk across the field, you got nine in your squad. So you raid the enemy's base with a full squad by the time you get there.
That is cool.
You know, it really
is. You don't have to stay at the base until it's all done, and then...
And then head out, yeah.
And use travel time.
That's really neat, you know, yeah, to your advantage. It adds a whole element to the strategy. I use it a lot. The travel time comes into play where, okay, I've got time to do upgrades. The upgrades are fat, you know. Depending on what you are, you can get, like, better guns for some of the guys in your small army, right? Like, in your little group of guys. Like, when you make a guy, let's say it's four guys, and say you can expand it to, like, nine, okay? So you have that group of nine guys. Two of them might have flamethrowers. Two of them will have rocket launchers. After you upgrade them, everybody has, like, a pistol or whatever crap that you can upgrade what they've got, you know? So you get, like, a good mix going, so you can take on, you know, your forces. And of course, you're going to get into whatever he's using, you know? Like, if he's got lots of vehicles, you want guys with rocket launchers, etc. It's pretty damn cool, you know? And I was a big fan of the Chaos guys. They're all, like, evil and stuff. But, man, those, the Eldar, they're the dopest, man. They're, like, the Protoss, but, like, way cooler.
Have you had any time to check out the army painter?
Well, yeah, I have, and it's nice and simple and quick.
Okay.
You know, there's like five things that you get to pick, and then you've got like two banners. And while that seems very limited, you could still spend a good portion of your day there. I know I do. I just fooling around, you know, just picking different colors and whatnot. And it's pretty good though. I mean, it's really neat that you can paint up your army any colors that you want.
Right.
That I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a big cool thing. With the real actual, like the tabletop Warhammer, you have to have the little miniatures, which everybody paints up however they want, and they make their little armies or whatever, and there's famous armies and whatnot, like in the stories and the books for the actual game.
Right.
So people will make armies like the Ultramarine Squad, you know, or whatever, and they'll paint them up just like they are in the books, because that's what they wear. You know, so you run into guys like that have, you know, the real set. Then you make your own, and you can call it whatever you want, so that when you're fighting, it tells the other guys what you call your squad.
Mm.
So it's really cool, and it makes it actually really neat for clans, because they can, in their name, and they can all use the same color, or whatever the hell they want to do, you know, and in the name, they can put their clan tag or whatever.
Right.
It's kind of neat. It really is. It's got a neat thing going for it with that army painter, and I really hope to see that in every strategy game from here on out. Because that, it's like the hero thing. That was a good idea.
Right.
That needs to stay. You know, making your own colors, that needs to stay. I dig that. I hate being red, orange, you know, gray, brown, blue, or green, you know, or red. That's all you get. You know, I hate that. You can paint your guys up however you want. That is really a plus. You know, other than that, it's just hella fun. And a couple of shows back, you mentioned something, I think you mentioned it on the show, I'm pretty sure, where how you hate running out of resources.
Yeah.
Like, how it just sucks when you're playing, and then all of a sudden you have no more. This one, when you capture a resource point, it's unlimited. That thing just makes resource forever.
I like that.
You know, so that it's pretty cool.
They would need to gear it a little more to where things are a little more costly.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're still needing to go out and expand. Because that's an important part of this game.
Absolutely. And it is in this one, too. You can't just hole up and live off of one little resource point, because that would start you next to, like, one or two.
Because
each one doesn't make a whole lot, but it does go forever, you know.
See, like, in Warcraft, you can, to an extent, live off of a set of each.
Yeah.
It's always better to have more, but you can do it.
Absolutely.
And that's why they run out, and then you're screwed if you haven't expanded and everybody else has.
Yeah, which works fine for them, but, you know, and I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that at all because it keeps the game moving, and you can't get those guys that, like, hole up and do the turtle method. They just build, like, a million turrets, and they still have resources coming in forever. And so they can keep building turrets behind their turrets. You know, that sucks. That blows. But, of course, by that point, you own, you know, three-quarters of the map, and you've got more resources to throw siege-type stuff at them. So eventually you're going to win. It just prolongs the agony, you know?
Right, but if these things are small but never running out, then...
It does it exactly. It limits the amount of camping, I guess.
Right.
You know, the turtling that you can do. So it does keep the game going pretty well. It's a blast.
I personally like that idea a little better.
It's a blast. I actually like that a whole lot better than I like Rome Total War. This came out for just a little bit ago.
I think half of this game looks really interesting, and the other half is Civilization, which I cannot stand. Personally, I know a lot of people who are just, like, way into it. Yeah. And will just spend
weeks on, like, one game.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I didn't like Civilization either. I think that looks like a crap part of this game, but the combat was fat.
Yeah. The other half, which is the combat, it's like, you're on this big field and you have to move huge, real-sized armies.
Yeah.
In groups, and you make flankered movements, and it looks like it could be a lot of fun if it was just the combat. However, just the combat would not be enough to make a whole game.
Yeah, they could do something to change it up, though, and take out that whole, like, complete city management part of it and all that stuff. I don't know, that doesn't go over too well with
it. It did appear, keep in mind, neither of us have played this game.
Yeah.
But it did appear to me that it's not nearly as, complicated as Civilization is in the world map and the city and all the little nuances that you have to frickin' deal with. And I believe I've heard mentioned something about you can make cities auto-run.
Yeah, there was an AI-controlled thing for it, which I would definitely do myself, because it just doesn't look like something I'm interested in. But if you like Civilization and you're an RTS fan, this game, you got it made. Yeah. You can't go wrong. This, it looks incredibly fun. So, I don't think that, you know, if you're into Civ and you like RTSs and you can handle that, it would probably be the most incredible game ever. But I can't handle the Civ part of it. I can't. It drives me insane. So,
me too.
You know, that's that. Mist Portal. Oh, crap, the sprinklers came on? It actually comes in here and sprinkles all over my router.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Mist 4 came out on the 28th. Now, I think this looks awesome. I love games that make you think. I'm all for the mindless hack and slash and all that. I mean, I play those more than anything else, that RPGs and whatnot. But
yeah.
I do really enjoy games that make you think. I like puzzle games. I'm not so much a big fan of the simple puzzle games like
Bejeweled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just random clicking. There's no real thing.
Yeah.
But, like, real puzzle games, like Myst, I think they've done some really cool things with this. Like,
I must say, it looks amazing, but I can't stand the sitting there staring at some puzzle for hours while you're just, like, twisting your head. It drives me nuts.
Well, one of the really cool things they've added with this game is a help system that has different tiers. Like, you can say, give me a little hint, and it'll, like, point you in a very general direction. Or give me a medium hint, and it'll say, this is what you need to be looking at. Or tell me how to beat this puzzle.
It's too tempting, though. It kind of takes, you know.
Who doesn't have the internet that can just walk up and get a walkthrough?
Well, yeah, but it's a whole lot harder to leave the game. Like, you have to shut down the game, hop online, try to track down some site that has the information you're looking for and hope it wasn't written by some 11-year-old with poor grammar and spelling and whatnot. You know?
True. But, as well as, it's also harder on the internet to find those very general hints.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, impossible.
Yeah. So this, you can say, all right, point me in the right direction. I am just
lost. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. But I'd be too tempted to use it every... Yeah, I gotta get through this.
Well, of course, but you don't like that kind of game.
Yeah. That's
someone who likes this kind of game and wants to play the puzzles, they're not going to just flat out.
If I was doing something else, like occasionally an enemy would come on the screen and I'd have to just chop his head off, that would make it so much more interesting to me.
So not the point of the game.
I know.
But the graphics are incredible. No one can deny this. It's
amazing. They've, like, reached some kind of level that I was pretty sure was unobtainable.
Yeah.
Because I was floored when I saw this.
It's all pre-rendered. Except for, obviously, the people. They're FMV. Yeah. But the FMV, for the first time in my life, looks like they're actually in the game and not, like, pasted over.
Yeah.
Fuzzing.
Yeah,
or,
you can't tell that they weren't that they were added in. You can't tell. You think they were there.
Yeah.
It's
you have to, like, triple take to realize that the world around you is
I was
not
convinced
real.
We were watching, like, video.
Yeah.
No.
there'll be animals running across, and they have incredibly long animation sequences. So that, you can sit there and watch something for several minutes, and it won't do the same thing.
That's cool.
And who's gonna watch it for more than a couple minutes unless you're waiting for the animation to change?
Yeah, totally.
So you're not gonna notice these things. It's amazing the things that are moving. In this pre-rendered world, you got waterfalls and fireflies and light is coming down through the windows and you can see the dust floating in the air. It's just incredible. And they have, they've added a camera and a notebook so you don't have to write down things. And if there's a pattern on a wall that you need later, you can take a picture of it.
Thank God.
Yeah. All really cool things. I think this is going to be a really awesome game for those that actually like this sort of thing.
And it comes out on DVD only.
Yeah.
You cannot buy the 27 CD edition of this. It is only available on DVD.
Which, thank God.
Like, there's only a few games that are like that. Like, a very, very few that like this.
I don't think there's any.
There is. There was a thread on the forum about it. Like, Metal Gear Solid 2 for the PC.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and there was like two other games that some people would come up with or something.
No, Metal Gear Solid was not. I found a CD copy of it.
No, you did not. Yes, I thought I did too, but they were just retarded. Metal Gear Solid 2 on the PC.
Maybe they were just retarded. I'm pretty sure I found it though.
I thought I looked my ass off. And
now everybody's gonna look and prove me wrong, but that's okay.
Go look back at the forum. I bet it's still up there, and you can see where the links led you. Maybe figure out back where you were, but I don't think so. I looked and looked and looked, and I found some places that said it was on CD, but when you actually like read the details, it's not. They just didn't know. Like, or they listed under the PC CD-ROM game section, because that's just what their section is called for PC games, you know?
Right.
I couldn't find the CD version of it anyway. I thought I had it nailed.
At any rate, it's definitely one of the few.
Absolutely.
Although, a lot of games are starting to come out with the choice, and that is good.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they don't need the choice. These games are to the point where you can't play them on a machine that didn't have it come standard.
Yeah, if you bought your machine anyway. If you built it, there's the off chance that you don't have the off. If you built your machine...
Off chance.
You better have a goddamn DVD.
If you know enough of what you're doing to be building a machine, obviously doesn't take a lot of time.
You put it together somewhere along the line that a DVD ROM at the very least, not even necessarily a DVD burner, a DVD ROM is probably the same cost as a CD ROM somewhere. Yeah. If you looked hard enough. Or like a, you know, I mean, they're dirt cheap.
Yeah, if you don't have one, for God's sakes, get one.
You know what? Just don't buy that Railroad Tycoon 3 that you're dying to buy. Spend the money. Spend, like, out of that $50, take 30 of it and buy yourself, you know, a nice DVD.
Boycott Tycoon game.
That's right. And you know what they're going to make now? Boycott Tycoon. I'm sure they are. And then take your $20 and go buy something cool, like R-Type Final, or some good game, you know, for $20. Then you come out with a DVD ROM for your computer, and a good game to play. And you avoid the whole Tycoon Fast fiasco. I mean, you can't lose in this situation.
It's a win-win situation.
We have come up with two solutions to the Tycoon problem in this world. Two!
And we'll come up with some more.
And we will.
Whatever it takes. Until they're off the shelf.
This is our mission. This is our purpose in life. That's right. This is our motivation in the morning, right here. You know, I
get up out of bed.
How can I stop the Tycoon invasion today? God, I tell you. Well, the last game that we had to talk about this week was something that you played.
I played the demo.
Genius. Yeah, the demo.
I played the demo of Evil Genius, and of what I have played, it plays like precisely like Dungeon Keeper, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Dungeon Keeper was a pretty good game. One thing I was very disappointed about the demo is they did not show in any way, shape, or form how you make money for long missions.
Did you read all the help and stuff?
No. And I have not read up on the game very much either.
You have to make money? Like, what, like, did you realize that, oh, I screwed up, I could have only spent this in one, or, holy crap, I couldn't do this at all.
If the mission I was on was any longer, I would have been out of money and screwed.
Well, maybe you don't make that film. Maybe they give you a set amount of money per mission.
Possible. But there's a button that says research.
Uh-huh.
And, that could be, just learning new things, or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
that is a way to add strategy to it. You can't make money, and you gotta go with, this is how much money you have for this mission.
Which is what I think they needed in Dawn of War. That would have really set that game aside from the rest. That, if you had, you know, this limited resources to build your army ahead of time, that would be so fat. But, alright, sorry.
I would have to agree. It would put them in a new niche.
You don't usually see that. Usually it's limited by the map, which, you know, it's not quite the same. It's building your army ahead of time and then going to war. It's not quite the same thing.
That would be interesting if the game did that.
I've seen it maps do it. Like, you can get a map that starts everybody with X resources and has no resources on it. I've seen that. But, like, that's not like an easy thing to get into with people. You can't just like use a random map generator even and get something like, you know, whatever. I didn't want to spend back time on that. But.
Yeah, but basically it's taking a cue out of, it's a combination of Dungeon Keeper on the game side and as far as the style, it's like basically Austin Powers. It is this wacky, evil genius type of thing and you get...
What do you do?
At least in the demo, you essentially defend your base from invading spies. And I'm sure there's a lot more involved mission objectives and whatnot as the game progresses and you get other levels and whatnot. But basically, the purpose of the game is to build up your base.
Huh.
Just like Dungeon Keeper was to build up your dungeon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like just like it, huh?
Pretty close.
Like you said earlier, what was that about Dungeon Keeper? You were reading something that said it plays like, and you were like, no.
They just basically ripped the engine, I mean, not the graphical engine, but just ripped the whole idea and slapped a new face on it.
Yeah, that's too good.
Well, Dungeon Keeper came out last week, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Dungeon Keeper was out a long, even Dungeon Keeper 2 was years and years
ago. Yeah.
I mean, a game like this hasn't been out in a while.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, maybe it's time. Maybe it is time. Cause I'm sure there's a group of people that really want to play that, so. Well, I still have the demo sitting here and I definitely want to try.
Don't expect it to be Game of the Year.
Yeah. I expect Fable to win some awards, though.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
We shall see. But our time is up.
Yeah, we're like perfect, actually.
I think. I can't remember what to stop that. Was it about? It was like right at an hour, wasn't it?
Excellent.
Okay. So, we will be back next week.
We will.
Hopefully more awake, because it won't be 3...
4.
Oh, Jesus.
Almost 4.
3:45 a.m. Hopefully we'll have computer stability issues worked out, and I will have no worries, and we won't have to do this late show with like minimal hardware running here. So, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.